Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code iHeart for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. CYMBIOTIKA.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
What is it?
I forgot. Python.
Python, yeah. Can eat small and medium-sized dogs.
15-foot python.
Yeah. Did you ever see that online, on video, how they do that?
Do what? Eat dogs?
Yeah, a snake will eat a much larger animal. It's fascinating. It's a John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640. My YouTube recommendation for the day.
I was going to say, we're all scrambling now to go watch this video. Now, remember the large snake? Was that in Indonesia that it consumed a person?
Yes. Yeah, it was like an older woman, right? A grandmother or something? Yeah.
She went out there in the jungle, I guess, to forage. Yeah. And
she was
they found her inside the belly of a snake, a large snake.
That'd take about a month to digest her.
Imagine if we had something that big, though, wandering around Southern California. What a story that would be.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was very interested in this dog story. Chatsworth got loose. Somebody lost their python.
15 feet, I say, and the name is Big Mama.
Big Mama? Big Mama's hungry.
Yeah, it's somebody's pet, so...
Because I saw you posted pictures of your two cute little dogs waiting to go out on a walk. And I thought, I don't think they should go out on a walk. Not today. Not with that hungry snake out there.
I know. They're staying inside from now on.
She'll zap them with her whatever it is.
My taser.
Yeah. Your taser, right.
All right. We're on from 1 to 4. And then after 4 o'clock, the iHeartRadio app. Record numbers of people listening to John and Ken On Demand, the podcast, after the show.
Yeah, you have a chance to win money, too. In about 15 minutes, we'll reveal another keyword in our contest, the KFI Inflation Compensation Contest. So just follow the directions that come right after the release of the keyword, and you could win the money. 120, 220, and 320. I'll have those words for you here on KFI. I saw this story this morning, and I just had to smile. We're going to spend, the state, $20 million to inform you that it's hot. As you know, a big heat wave is coming. Temperatures will reach the triple digits in some parts of Southern California. And as Newsom said in a statement, the hots are getting hotter.
How's this working exactly? What is the program?
It's called Heat Ready California. It's another tool in the state's arsenal to protect people from extreme heat. Newsom said, we're asking everyone to stay alert to changing weather and take the steps to keep yourself and your family safe from deadly heat waves.
This is another tax giveaway to these fake, stupid, corrupt nonprofits. 121 community-based organizations.
They'll conduct outreach in every county in more than 30 languages. They might knock on your door, give you a call, or other community activations to inform you that it could be very hot. Please take care of yourself. Hot's drink plenty of fluids. Do we have the list? Stay indoors, particularly during the afternoon hours.
Wait. So $20 million to send a guy to...
Yes, to knock on your door and to check on you.
And tell you to stay inside and drink water.
Now, stay hydrated. And I got... my Ring doorbell went off with the heat notification. John, there's now 167 cooling centers in Los Angeles County. Access to free indoor air-conditioned facilities.
Overwhelmingly, the elderly are the ones who keel over in the heat. But I got to ask you, how do you live to be elderly without knowing what to do?
Well, what if dementia begins to...
Well, then how are you going to get the message through?
Well, no, but you have to be taken care of. But that's, I guess the message will go to the caretakers.
Okay. You knock on Joe Biden's door. Go ahead. Tell him to stay inside and drink water.
Yeah, he'd walk around without a hat,
And they start shouting and cursing at you. What are you going to do?
In order to stay safe, officials recommend the following. Stay indoors from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. because the sun is the strongest, in case you didn't know. Reduce physical activity. Check on the elderly and the young children. Stay hydrated. Drink extra water.
I remember.
I got the tips.
I remember figuring that out when I was 8. Yeah, because summer would come. You'd want to go out and play. And then for a couple of days, it's like, wow, it's really hot out here. And so I, for years, spent my summers watching game shows until 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Hot's getting a lot hotter.
Now, if I figured that out at 8, how do you not know that at 80?
A 2021 El Segundo Times investigation, John.
An investigation?
Yeah, it found that heat probably caused about 3,900 deaths in the state over the previous decade.
So?
Okay.
Because they didn't know to get in from the hot sun?
That's right. Heat stroke.
What is probably? Probably means we made it up.
Yeah, probable is a... They claim that 6 times the official tally. So they did their own investigation and said, you didn't consider this a heat-related death. We do. We're going to put it on the tally sheet.
Is this like the fake COVID deaths? Remember people who died with COVID? These are people who died during a heat wave, but they were going to die anyway? That's a fake number. They can't prove that. No way they can prove that.
They're claiming it's the deadliest of all weather-related events. More than hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and other climate hazards.
No, actually, remember we had Bjorn Lomborg on.
Yeah, the cold
kills
people.
He said the cold kills more people.
Probably globally, I guess.
Yeah. No, because he said if the Earth warms a little bit, it's better than cooling in terms of deaths. And I don't know, some of this is Darwinism. If you don't know how to stay out of the hot sun...
It's also connected to the alarmist. It's all part of the same propaganda campaign to get you worked up over climate change. Yeah. Don't kid yourself. That's what we're dealing with. They actually call it the Extreme Heat Action Plan. $404 million has been invested in extreme heat by the state.
That thing you said about the LA Times claiming 3,900 deaths
in over a decade.
Six times the official tally.
Right.
Now, how would they know that? If the government says it's 6 times less, what magical information does the Times have? Well, they don't, because they put the word probably in there.
Well, here's
but
the story.
But this is propaganda.
California undercounts the human toll. I'm scrolling through the story. Even as heat waves become more frequent and more deadly. This was published on October 7th of 2021. I don't know what they did. I'm guessing, because I didn't have time to read this, that they took their own look into the death records and decided that the state didn't count people dying from the extreme heat that they want to count.
They got a quote from Tomas Aragon, director of the California Department of Health, who said it can be challenging for state officials to accurately account for heat deaths. Challenging. Right. That's the word means, we don't know, because they can be exacerbated by underlying health issues. It takes months to arrive at an accurate number.
Oh, now it reminds me of COVID.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Underlying conditions.
So whatever the political movement is, whether it's to frighten people about COVID, frighten people about climate change, you got to connect deaths to it because they think, well, that's the only headline people will respond to is death. So now they got to take months to try to connect the heat wave to the number of deaths that occurred.
Yes.
Well, you can't do that. You don't know what was going on in people's bodies. Show me the names of people who died in the heat wave. Show me the names of these 3,900 people. Show me the paperwork. It's nonsense.
They looked at the death records.
The LA Times does nothing but lie. In fact, I saw this Sun Xiang selling the San Diego Tribune. Why don't you sell the LA Times, too? Sell it to somebody who wants to tell the truth.
Oh, that day is coming, right?
I mean, it's got...
To offload one of the papers because they're both losers.
Well, offload this. And whoever buys it, how about printing a truth? Any kind of a truth.
Well, they're claiming in this story that sometimes they don't do a thorough job for cause of death. They'll just say natural causes. When if they had, they might have found out that the person died from extreme heat. I think that's kind of what they're saying here.
Yeah. Well, and if
they talked to a few people that said nobody cared, my mother died because she didn't. She got overheated and.
Well, you should have bought an air conditioner for her. That's your fault. My mother died. Nobody cared. Well, yeah, you're on the top of the list of people who didn't care. Oh, listen to this stuff. And this is like religious prayers here. The public information comes as the planet continues to break all-time heat records. This is the new one. Global average temperatures in recent days skyrocketing higher than ever recorded. Have you seen like 10 stories on this in the past week?
I have, and it was like two days in a row. One record got broken the next day.
Yeah, yeah. As the Earth has been around for 4.5 billion years. What do you mean the highest temperatures? That's total nonsense.
They can only go back. How far back can they go back to compare the temperatures? So.
They have satellite data that only goes back to the 1970s. I mean, we don't have much of a history in recording weather.
No.
The thermometer wasn't even invented till the 1800s. What is this?
I think this is... Plus, we found that sometimes these temperature recordings are done very shady circumstances where they place the thermometers and stuff like that.
Oh, like at LAX, they put it underneath an airplane?
They put it on top of a hot building, right, or something like that. Well,
but so they go right into sea surface temperatures are reaching alarming new highs. The amount of Arctic sea ice is reaching record lows. Well, I've heard that for 25 years. The Earth is running a fever, says California Natural Resources Secretary Wade Crowfoot.
It's getting a lot hotter.
It's running a fever.
Yeah, we are running a fever. All right. When we return, the first thing you're going to hear shortly after you hear John's voice is a chance at money. We'll release another keyword. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
The hots are getting hotter, John, and also the wets are getting wetter. It isn't often that we talk about Vermont, but the Vermont capital, what is it, Montpelier?
Yes.
Was it French? Montpelier. There's a dam that's about to burst. They had 2 months of rain fall in 2 days, flooding out homes. They had to evacuate 110 people. I think there's only 112 that live there. Anyway, they got a dam called the Wrightsville Dam that was recently 6 feet away from failure, but by midday today, they believe it's just 1 foot away from the whole thing just toppling over it. There's so much water that's...
Yeah, the same storm soaked upstate New York, too.
Yeah. So. The dam's water levels have risen 5 more feet since Monday night. So I guess it's just all the rain that's kind of sweeping down into the dam front. Like, and they show you a picture here in the Daily Mail of the water right up against the top of the dam. And the streets... It looks like Venice, like canals.
Right,
Venice and Italy. Yeah. Yeah. So he's right. Newsom's right. The wets are getting wetter.
The wets are getting wetter. Sure.
The hots are getting hotter. All right. We update you now on a story we've spent some time. You know, it's nice that ABC7 really took the lead in doing this story about the people in Sylmar. That's a part of Los Angeles who are facing what apparently is 2 years of RVs on a property. 20 RVs have been parked on a property in Sylmar, and it's led to a disgusting condition for the neighbors. Smell and filth, obviously sewage waste. The update on the story, which we're going to play for you now, is from reporter Leanne Suter, because Channel 7 finally caught up with the owner of this property. Her name is Cruz Florian Godoy, and John Bassetti is involved. Mayor Bassetti was also asked about this. And the one quote I saw, which was pretty funny, I guess it was some quick news event, maybe when she was announcing that new homeless update that we talked about yesterday. She said, well, the clip they played was, a task force doesn't mean we're just going to study the issue. It means we can take action as well at the same time. Because I guess somebody complained, oh, God, not a task force.
What, do they have a task force for this RV encampment?
I don't know, but let's listen to the story from Channel 7.
We think that
tearful and desperate plea for help from a Sylmar homeowner trapped in a nightmare. 20 RVs parked on her neighbor's property, sending human waste pouring into her yard and the street.
Asking and showing the video of all the feces that went through my property. My son got sick.
Outraged residents gathering for a Sylmar neighborhood council meeting tonight to voice their frustrations and draft a demand for action from the city.
There's a petition of 120 plus signatures. Nothing's been done since. So, you know, if anything, we need to have compassion for the individuals that are living in the situation, that are walking and breathing this biohazard mess, but also the individuals that are living next to it.
Florian Gooday, who owns the property and rents out the RVs, refusing to answer any questions today when confronted by Eyewitness News. She's been charged with two misdemeanors, parking of RVs and maintenance of trash, but nothing has been done about the hazardous conditions.
Well, the situation's been going on for 2 years plus, since before COVID.
Today, Mayor Karen Bass updating her state of emergency on housing and homelessness to expedite resources to address the crisis. She says a task force is being set up to study the issue in Sylmar.
To me, just setting up a task force does not mean you don't act and you just study. You can act and study and figure it out.
Neighbors say the RVs are rented out for about $500 a month. Since the property sits on the border of the city of L.A. and city of San Fernando, residents say neither wants to help, leaving them trapped without any answers.
Hopefully this time somebody help us, because it's been 2 years that I cannot. I cannot have peace. I don't have peace in my own house.
So much frustration. Now, the mayor says the city is working on trying to find a safe location to move those RVs so they don't end up back out on the streets within the city.
You know, Karen Bassetti is really a loser. She is a loser.
She had a nice smile on her face as she said that. A task force doesn't mean we can't take action at the same time.
That's all she's got. She just has a nice smile. But can you imagine Rick Caruso announcing a task force? Every one of those RVs is breaking the law. Every one of them. Every one of them needs to be towed. All of them need to be towed to some
and this
lot.
Woman is taking $500 a month from these people. She's also exploiting them.
The woman's not just committing two misdemeanors. Misdemeanors are nothing. There's no jail for misdemeanors.
They tried to paint this woman as some sort of a charitable humanitarian.
No.
She's collecting $500 a month on 20 RVs. That's pretty good money. And cash. Off the books.
What the guy said in that story, a biohazard. Did you ever see in a hospital or in a doctor's office the protocols they use for medical waste? How careful they are with sealing the medical waste and disposing it a certain way? Here you have people's defecation creating a swamp. And this woman, the neighbor, her poor kid goes out to play and ends up with some horrible disease because he's playing in other people's feces. And Karen Bassetti has a task force? What, the feces task force? That's why I said she's a bureaucrat. She was a legislator. She sits at round tables and talks. She has task force. She doesn't take action. The action is you send the police over there. And you send hazmat crews over there. You tow away all those RVs and put them.
Put those people into your hotel room.
Yeah.
Do your inside safe thing. You're so proud of it. This is another one to attack. They keep saying this. These RVs, this is a real problem for us. Because they feel like they have some special protection because the homeless people plunk themselves in an RV.
Tow them. Tow the RVs.
And are launching their poop into the neighborhood.
And if they repark them on the street, tow them again. And if they repark, tow them again. And eventually arrest these people and throw them in jail for creating an environmental hazard. If that was some industrial company that was fouling a neighborhood, right? There'd be holy hell breaking loose among all these fake, phony, stupid progressives. But it's the human waste from what? These are squatters. And they have kids. Some of these RVs have kids living there. That's child abuse.
And they sound like migrants, immigrants. Help them.
Yeah.
This isn't wealthy West Side people.
Yeah. Do
something for the underprivileged. This is El Segundo Times. This is an environmental hazard.
No. Suddenly the environment's out the window. Child safety's out the window. Hey, kids in the neighborhood, just play.
Homelessness trumps everything, doesn't it?
It is. It is. It's at the top of the pyramid. for these progressive whack jobs.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. It's the iHeartRadio app.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We are on live from 1 to 4 on the radio. And then after 4 o'clock, you could hear us endlessly, the John and Ken on demand podcast. And pick up on what you missed.
The Moist line is coming back in 3 days. We'll give you an early heads up for your calls. Leave it, the message on the iHeartRadio app with the microphone icon. Or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. I'm going to get ahead of this heat wave. I think I'm going to install an IV drip on my body so I stay hydrated everywhere I go. Exciting news. This is 7-Eleven day. So you want to go to a 7-Eleven, they're giving away a small Slurpee for free.
You got to download the app.
Doesn't say that here.
I'm not going to the 7-Eleven near me.
Well, I tried to go this morning before work, and I was told I had to download the app.
I think that was a bad franchise you went to.
Oh, well, I'm very disappointed.
I'm reading the stories here. It doesn't say you have to download the app. I mean, that's newer since the apps have only been around a few years.
You can't just walk in?
No, I thought you can, but I thought if you download the app, you get a second free Slurpee.
Hmm. I was told I got no free Slurpee this morning because I didn't have the app, and I was very upset.
Because Deborah got your Slurpee.
Exactly.
She got two.
I was going to say, there you go. There's competing
deals.
She got deals.
Two. You got nothing.
Oh, it was yummy.
I can't
this go. This story says you could get a free small Slurpee on Monday if you're a member of the 7Rewards or Speedy Rewards loyalty program. You can get it inside their store with the Rewards app, but that was Monday.
Oh, I'm not dealing with any more apps. I'm not downloading any more apps. If you want to give me a Slurpee, give me a Slurpee.
Same.
Don't make me download an app.
Yeah, I know. There are some 10 billion
apps.
Well,
I got to register. Do you have to give them give your email address so they could send you marketing emails the rest of your life? I can't even go to mine. There are so many homeless people that sleep in front of me. No, I'm serious. It's on Wilshire Boulevard. It's a couple miles from my house.
I think 7-Elevens are fine, but the smell in there always gets me.
Not the like, one in my neighborhood, no.
Like bad cold cut meat smell or something. Every time I go in there, I'm like,
it's that this kind of rotting flesh that they're cooking in those, you know, for the hot dog grill.
All right, by way of talking about this next story, let me read you a story that came out in April in the California Globe. Now we're in July. Bill to list human trafficking under three strikes law passes Senate committee. A bill to include human trafficking in the listing of crimes defined as serious under California law, making the crime a strike under the three strikes law, was passed a unanimous vote in the Senate Public Safety Committee. This is Senate Bill 14 by State Senator Shannon Grove. She's a Republican from Bakersfield. It would specifically include human trafficking within the definition of a serious felony for all purposes, including the purposes of the California Three Strikes Law. As a result, SB 14 makes these convicted of a crime subject to the same penalties that apply to all serious crimes. The story then goes on to say it passed in a unanimous vote. Sources at the Capitol tell the Globe the bill will almost certainly be made law by September due to how much support it has and because of how non-controversial it is. All right, we pause and give you the update. It apparently failed in the Public Safety Committee in the Assembly.
So who lied and why did they lie?
This confidence is now gone.
And the Assembly Public Safety Committee, the last time they were in the news, was because they would not pass a bill criminalizing fentanyl dealers who kill your children.
Oh, they blocked everything.
Right. So now they're blocking human trafficking. Where did that term come from? This is prostitution. Child prostitution is what they're talking about here. Selling children for sex.
How is that not a serious crime?
You would think it all. I bet you.
We talked about that years ago. Remember when Jerry Brown was governor and we saw that the list of serious crimes did exclude, like, you know, raping an unconscious person?
Yes. So
that's where we first ran into it.
You can sell children into sexual slavery now, and you will not go to jail because it's not a felony.
No.
Well, if it's not a felony to drag a child into sex slavery, now, who are the perverts? I have to assume that
I have their names.
Oh, read the list of perverts here, because you're a pervert if you don't think child sex slavery is a crime, is a felony.
And we understand that what happened with this, and I think it happened today, is that only one Republican was there to vote yes. Another Republican was not present. The rest of these people are Democrats. And who do you think the chair is? It's Reginald Jones Sawyer, the assemblyman from L.A. that we threw in the dumpster months ago.
So he thinks
Ron Alanis is the vice chair. He's the Republican, I think, that wasn't there. We had him on the air recently about something, but I think he's the one that did not vote. Mia Bonta. Recognize that last name?
Rob Bonta's wife.
Rob Bonta's wife. She's another Democrat on the committee. Isaac Bryan. And she, by the way, is, I don't have her district here. Isaac Bryan is also on the committee, a Democrat. Tom Lackey's the Republican that voted yes for the bill. And then there's Liz Ortega, Miguel Santiago, and somebody named Rick Chavez, ZBUR, Zbur. Those are your Assembly Public Safety Committee members that we believe blocked making human trafficking a serious felony.
Human trafficking, selling people into sex slavery. This is about forced prostitution.
And how is this not a no-brainer?
What kind of creeps?
We ought to get Shannon Grove on the air because she probably did this to expose them. This is what's going on in Sacramento.
These people are disgusting. Disgusting.
It says here, current human trafficking is defined right now as a non-serious crime in California, which means the act cannot be considered a strike under the three strikes laws. As it is not impeded due to more punishable laws, California consistently ranks number one in the nation in the number of human trafficking cases reported by the National Human Trafficking Hotline.
So why is Reggie Jones Sawyer pro-human trafficking?
Oh, no. We've learned this before. They don't want anybody sent to prison.
Yeah, but that means he's
They're blocking any law makes people or go to prison for a longer time in the case
he's
of
He's in favor of human trafficking. That's the way
that
I see it.
That would be the result, right?
Yeah, well, apparently it doesn't bother him. He doesn't think it's a bad thing, you know? 14-year-old girls forced into sex slavery. Reggie thinks that's okay. Reggie's not going to lift a finger to stop that, right? poor girls, what do they go through every night? Reggie Jones Sawyer thinks it's okay. And by the way, if the girls then die of fentanyl poisoning, that's cool too to Reggie Jones Sawyer. What else? What else can he do to those poor girls?
Oh, look who else showed up in this story, apparently supporting the bill. Remember Elizabeth Smart? Kidnapped and held captive in Utah for 9 months back in 2002 and 2003. Remember the Elizabeth Smart? Yeah. Wasn't that a homeless guy that took her?
Yes.
She's supporting the bill. It should be passed without hesitation, she said. Too many victims fear coming forward and speaking out for fear of their traffickers' repercussions.
These are people actually elected, and they're intentionally put on that committee. Any Democrats...
Right, to block anything that adds prison time or creates new prison time.
Any Democrats who think sex slavery should be a serious felony, they're not allowed on the committee. This is the cover that the Democratic leaders have. They'll have it pass in the Senate knowing that it's going to be blocked in the Assembly. So all the Senate Democrats are going to say in the next election cycle, oh, no, we voted to make it a serious felony. It wasn't us. Don't look at it. Because all you need is a handful of people in the Assembly on the committee who apparently are in districts where the voters are in a coma.
Oh, this is fantastic. The end of this Cal Globe story. The writer, his name is Evan Simon. He spoke to Dana. Dana is a Sacramento Capitol staffer who said, this bill wants to punish human traffickers even more. Even those people pulling for more progressive policing and laws are on the side of SB 14. No lawmaker wants to be known as the person who voted against human trafficking being a felony. I wonder if he's a Democratic Capitol staffer or a Republican. Every year we get bills that morally, lawfully, and fiscally make sense, where it's pretty much impossible not to vote in favor of them. SB 14 is one of them. Yeah. It's that important. No. And you're going to see this one rocket through both houses and be signed by Newsom.
Not Reggie Jones Sawyer.
The rest of these Democrats on the Public Safety Committee.
You got to ask, right? I mean, if you asked everyone you knew in your life, every adult, what do you think? Do you think these sex traffickers ought to be put in prison? Serious felony. Everybody would say yes. Who do you think wouldn't say yes? The weird, creepy pervert guy that maybe lives at the end of the block?
No.
I mean, is that what we have in the Assembly? And what's with the women? What's with the women? I don't understand.
Human trafficking also often involves young girls. Mia Bonta, what's with you?
That's right. The Attorney General's wife doesn't care if young women are sold into sex slavery. She's got the power to put those guys, and they're almost always guys, and the people being trafficked are almost always young women. I mean, that's nearly 100%, I would guess. So you have grown men selling and trading young women for sex, and you have these women on the Assembly Public Safety Committee who want to protect those men selling the girls. Wow.
Now, the other note we have here is the bill was granted what they call reconsideration. It could be picked back up again next year. Wow.
Well, next year. So you get a free year. If you're in the sex slavery trade, you got another year before, and no one's going to bother you.
Well, we'll see if we can get Tom Lackey on the show, or maybe Shannon Grove, the author of the bill, to talk more about this development. Again, we tell you there was so much confidence in April because the Senate passed this bill.
Yeah.
But it did not make it to the Assembly Public Safety Committee. Tuning in to make human trafficking a serious felony crime.
Was there confidence, or was that just BS? Was that public relations? Were they playing pretend? What?
Well, if it passed the Senate, because they knew it'd be blocked in the House,
yes,
in the Assembly?
I think this stuff is orchestrated.
That's possible.
I think the Senate says, okay, maybe we got some tight races next year, so we're going to be against trafficking teenage girls. How about that? Okay, right. All right. But the Assembly, I bet you every one of those Assembly Democrats are in safe districts. They could vote for teenage sex slavery, and they're not going to get punished by their constituents.
Nobody in their district cares or knows, right?
Right, exactly. They don't know. They don't know. They don't care.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
This is what's wrong. I'm just why I got Channel 5 News, right? And we just did the story about how the Assembly Public Safety Committee will not will not turn child trafficking or trafficking in general, you know, the prostitution, sex trafficking, into a felony. They refuse to.
Look, a serious felony.
Yeah. Look up, and they're running a lengthy story about the deals for Amazon Prime Day.
Oh, I forgot about that. I got to go. And I got to get my Slurpee. Dang it.
Yeah, way right. Behind yeah, today. And, yeah, and I hear news about Slurpees.
Today's 7-Eleven.
Dumb, stupid news operations in Los Angeles.
You're such an elitist. Let people enjoy their pleasures.
Oh, yeah, you're a Slurpee guy. By the way, the heat wave's not going to bother you at all, Mr. Coastal Elite.
No, this is true. But I care for other people. And I might open my home as a cooling center. Come on, Deborah Martin. Come on over.
All right.
We know
I'm
going to
bring
hot
my leopard bathing suit.
And... no dogs, though.
Oh, come on.
John, are you going to turn the bunker into a cooling center?
Oh, yeah. That could be nice sort of underground effect.
Yes. Well, if she's going to be in her leopard bathing suit, sure.
Oh, and you're going to bring you're going to be in your leopard robe?
Yes, I will.
Let's not cross a line here.
Ken, what kind of leopard outfit are you going
to
wear?
Listen to her leading the charge. This is not appropriate.
out of control here.
Coming up after 2 o'clock, it's here. You're going to have to get used to it. You're going to have to fight it. The speed cameras. We told you about this. I mean, this is like that mileage tax. They actually want to install a speed camera in your neighborhood, which could automatically ticket you for going too fast. And
yes.
Tell you where and who's. This is the product of one particular assembly member who will not give up.
Oh, she
has a very stern face in this picture.
She's
got the glasses and the librarian head.
A human
she's
headache.
She's just staring at the camera.
Public safety. Yeah, no, this is a huge revenue generator for all the corrupt towns and cities in California. That's what's being created here.
It's also more on the car again. It's like, you know, it's another way to harass you out of your car. You get enough speeding tickets, maybe you'll give up and take the stupid bus. By the way, I saw another one of those stories over the weekend in CNN to make public transit free everywhere in the country. So doing that in a few cities.
It's not going to change anything.
You can't give it away.
It's already really cheap. Oh, by the way, Santa Monica, the leader in stupid traffic innovations. I just stumbled across this today. I'm driving. Oh, God, what street was it? Maybe like 17th Street going from north to south.
Yeah.
Going from Wilshire to Santa Monica. They have created islands between the curb and the center line. They've created a bike lane that's protected by these curbed islands.
Yeah, they want to give the bicyclist space.
Right.
Protection.
So you have bike lane, then these curbs, then parking lane, and then traffic lane. There's now just one traffic lane, right? It's like less than half of that side of the road is for a car. The rest of it is parking, curb, bike.
They believe if they build everything for pedestrians and bicyclists, there'll be more of them.
By the way, I was going to a business. I was there about 15 minutes. I didn't see one bike go by, okay? So they spent a lot of money for a private bike lane, basically, is what it is, and nobody used it. But here is the issue. I came out of the driveway of this business, and I want to make a left turn to go back on 17th, going north towards Wilshire.
Yeah.
I can't see the oncoming traffic because of the
build-out?
The parked cars are so far out in the road, there's no way to pull out and see the oncoming traffic.
Oh, that's right, because you have a big buffer zone.
Yeah, there's no angle, right? Because, again, it's bike lane, it's the curbed islands, and then... It's the parking lane. It's like, well, it's a crapshoot. I had to hit the gas and hope for the best. There was absolutely no way to... It's like, well, you talk about creating... The government created safety hazard, right?
Yeah.
What a bunch of...
Tear it out.
Oh, no, this is heavy duty, okay? It wasn't just bollards, right, or signs or anything. This was they built the curbs into the asphalt.
No, that's permanent. Yeah. That's a complicated build out.
Painted red, and you know there's dirt in the middle between the outline of the curb. Oh God,
Nice. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about speed cameras. We'll talk about the lady behind this who's been pushing for this for years. The pilot program has begun. It might be in a city near you. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.